The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening to The Commuters.
Three alarms, one coffee, and still late.
You're improving. Last week, you didn't make it at all.
Change the meaning of being a commuter.
This is Rocio and Serena,
and you're listening to The Commuters.
Welcome back to The Commuters, the podcast about TMU life, one bus ride at a time.
This week's topic is the commuters versus residence life. We're going to be answering the question, is it better to live at home or on campus?
Today we have Milan as our commuter and Christina as a resident.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So can you guys tell us about your experience as a commuter and as someone who lives near campus?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. I'm from Vancouver, so I have no option, obviously. I did res first year. I was living at Pittman, and now I live in an apartment right next to the DCC. I love living on campus. It's the best thing ever. I love waking up 5 minutes before class and just hopping over. I love not having to wait for a train. I loved residence in first year. Overall, it is the best thing in the world.
Commuting sucks. But I like commuting because I always thought it was very relaxing, just like sitting and being by myself and like listening to music and having that hour alone. The big part of commuting that is not great is like the wake up times for like early classes, but it's okay.
Christina, you didn't really mention any negatives or cons. What's like the biggest con?
Everything that's a pro is kind of also a con. I think the biggest con is that I have to pay rent, and like, I don't go to Queens where my rent would be like $600 a month. Like, I'm still paying like $1,200 a month to live on campus,
yeah,
which is like plus groceries, plus utilities. Like, it's expensive and it sucks. And like, yes, worth it for me to be in school and be this close to campus. But it's also like the 25th of every month is the worst day of the month.
Especially
every
in
day.
Toronto.
That's the day.
Yeah, especially in Toronto. It's bad.
And Milan, for you, what would you say is a pro of commuting?
The pro is that, like, I feel very separated from the city. Like, I don't view Toronto as my home. Mm-hmm. So it's like when people are like, oh, do you want to go to Toronto, like, on the weekend? It's like, oh, that sounds like a fun thing to do. Like, it doesn't become, I'm always there, so I never want to be in Toronto. Like, I feel like if I live downtown, I would get so sick of it. But I'm still able to enjoy Toronto, like, as a place to go to and have fun.
That's interesting because to me, I see Toronto as, like, school. Like, right?
So
when people are like, oh, do you want to go out downtown? I'm like, oh, no.
I'm always there for school. But it's interesting to see, like, a different perspective.
Yeah.
What would be something that you wish commuters understood about your life living downtown? And then the opposite.
Enlighten me.
Yeah, I think just, like, understanding, like, money saving comes involved. Because I think, like, living on campus, everyone's just like, oh, you just get to go out all the time and, like, do your thing. But it's like, no, like, in first year it was different. Like, I was on res and, like, you know, like, your parents pay for res. And it was like, I feel like I kind of got to do my thing. And then, like, I got to second year, I was like, oh, I'm paying my own rent now. I'm like, I have to go buy groceries. It's like, wait, I actually can't go out on the weekend because I cannot afford that. Wait, like, my utility bill is coming up. So it's like the commuter stress and, like, people living on campus stress is, like, different. It's like, we're stressed about, like, saving money so that we can have the convenience and you guys don't have the convenience, but it's like you get to save
the
so
money.
Much money.
It's definitely like a skill that you have to learn as well, right?
Yeah. This year it was like I worked full-time the entire summer overtime, and then it was like, okay, like I made all this money the whole summer. I worked my butt off all summer doing this, and then 3 months into coming back here, it's only November. I'm like, oh, so like half the money I made all summer is gone. This is so nice. Nobody asked me to go out ever. I can't. I will be at home.
And Milan, what about you? What's something you wish?
Whenever I go out with like friends and we're downtown and it's people who have places here, I always feel bad when I'm like, it's obviously a night out and it's like 10 p.m. and I'm like, oh, I have to go because this is the last train I can take and I have to get home. And they're like, oh, but you can like figure something out like subway or bus. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you, if I do that, I will not get home until like 4 a.m.
Yes.
So I'm really sorry, but I have to leave. And it's always like such a bummer.
Yeah.
But it's the way the train schedules work, it's like you either get on that train or you are Ubering all the way back to Brampton.
Spending, yeah. Yeah. So much money.
I hope you saved up enough this week or you're not eating.
Every commuter needs their residence friend for the nights out where they need to stay.
I agree, yes. That's all they're using you guys for.
Yeah, I actually don't have friends. I just have commuters that need a place to stay.
No, but I totally understand and feel what you just said, Milan. I feel like that's something, at least for me, that I experienced a lot in my first year.
Yeah.
Would you say you feel like you have less freedom or independence as a commuter?
Not so much I don't have less independence, because coming to university, I just feel like the whole city is there and you can just do whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's a level of responsibility that residents get just through the experience of having to kind of survive on their own that I'm sort of missing out on. Like, it's more of an experience that I'm not getting, but I just feel like you guys, like, you feel more like adults than I do
sometimes.
Forced
independence.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even, like, little things of living on like, your own, especially in a place, I think it's different. Obviously, this doesn't go for everybody, and it didn't go for residents, but renting, especially, had to get, like, give a little bit more independence, because it's also, like, not only am I, like, paying to be in this place, I actually, like, this is not my apartment. Like, I am paying somebody to let me use it, so it's, like, being extra careful to, like, keep my walls unscratched. Like, even, literally today, my hands are covered in super glue because my fridge broke today, and I'm, like, usually, if that happened back home, I'd be like, Dad, go fix, like,
yeah,
the fridge
exactly.
is broken. And, but it's, like, I'm home alone. I'm, like, okay, my fridge is broken. What do I do?
What do I do?
You know what I mean? It's just, like, literally being careful, like, keep, obviously, again, when you live at home, you're keeping your space clean, but, like, if something broke, like, you're not worried, but it's, like, I gotta be careful here. I want my damage deposit back. Like, it's, a, like, that extra level of, like, careful living.
Do you have roommates?
I do. I have two other roommates.
I feel like that's another thing commuters don't really, like, recognize either.
Exactly.
It's, like, because we share our living spaces with family,
with
and it's,
family.
Like, you know how your family lives. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Having to share, like, are they strangers?
I've had now every year lived with different people.
Yeah, that
so
must
how
suck.
Is,
in
how's
first
that
year,
experience?
I lived, when I lived at Pittman, I did not know my roommate. I was, like, I'm going to totally gamble here. So happy I did. My roommate was lovely. Her name was Maggie. And if Maggie somehow hears this, I love you. Totally ended up being good. It was a great experience and, like, sharing a space for the first time. And then in second year, I moved in with one of my good friends, and that was the craziest living experience ever, not because of her, because of, I feel like I told you about my crazy neighbor from last year.
Oh my gosh.
That's the other thing. Last year was literally, that's why I moved this year. It was, like, the worst living experience ever. And I think that's, like, another thing that kind of sucks for the living on campus, because if you hate your living situation, like, babe, you signed a lease. You are stuck here for the year.
Exactly.
Like, you have no choice. I had a neighbor that was, like, trying to break into my house for the entire year. He was, like, he was an alcoholic. He would, like, try and break
horrible.
Into my house. He would, like, scream at me through the walls. He would, like, call me, like, disgusting names. It was awful. I literally was crying myself
That's
to sleep.
That's terrifying.
And I ended up staying for the end of my second semester at my other friend's apartment. And she also wanted to move. So then we ended up moving in together. And then with Jordan.
Yay.
And so then we found a new place, and it's great. And much better, but, like, I think, again, like, that's another thing that not that, like, I think I'm the only person who's had that bad of a apartment experience, but
it is a factor that
it is totally a factor, like,
happens to other
you might
too.
Hate the place, and you might kind of just be stuck there, and you don't really have a choice but to be kind of uncomfortable for a bit, because, like, you signed your lease, you've paid, like, you kind of just have to adapt, and, like, I did, and it was fine, but
I feel like that's something I never really thought about as a commuter. It's like, these people are living with strangers.
Yeah,
and then going back to that idea of, like, living with roommates who you've never met before, you don't know their way of living. You don't know if they're clean.
It's a learning experience.
Exactly. So it's definitely something you have to learn to adapt to.
Yeah, but I guess these, like, experiences teach you, like, they help you outside of just, like, living with strangers.
Absolutely.
Maybe at, like, a workplace,
meeting
new people. So I guess that's, like, a plus side of it.
The positive
silver
of it.
Lining.
We
want to add that positive aspect to it, obviously.
I say all this, like, crazy stuff, but I'm like, I, like, wouldn't trade it for the world. Like, I do love living here.
So, like, you would never want to do the opposite? You would never want to be a commuter?
I don't think I'd hate commuting. I'm not going to lie. I love the GO train. I love it.
Okay.
I think the thing is, though, like, you need to establish where are you commuting from. I feel like if you did the commute that I have now, you would love it. If you had to do the commute that I had first year
when
I was going to...
What was your commute in first year?
Because it would be a train for 14 minutes, and then a bus for 30 minutes, and then a subway for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I wouldn't like
and
that.
And what I think a lot of people don't understand is once you throw a bus in there, your commute either goes from 45 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh, yes.
If you don't time that transition between the train and the bus perfectly, you will be waiting.
See, I think that's what I would be bad at, is like the timing. But I think if I lived somewhere on like that like line that's like direct to Union, I would be like,
yeah, like if you live right next to a subway stop on line one and you just go straight.
Yeah. Okay, see, yes, it's really easy, but the issue is
it's the subway.
I think all commuting, okay, the subway too, I don't have Wi-Fi to work.
Oh yeah.
So back and forth, I'm already losing like an hour of time I could be spending working on an assignment. Mm-hmm. Say like people who live on campus, they can just go home and start working on assignments.
Or even stay on campus because they're not worried about like,
yeah, like you're losing like 2 hours almost every single day.
I even think of that. No Wi-Fi on the subway, because like in my head, if like my head commuting is like go train and there's Wi-Fi on it. But like, yeah,
and
I guess.
And even just like commuting on a train, yes, they have like Wi-Fi on there. But you can't focus, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like you're saying, it adds up like 2 hours you get home and you can actually sit down, freshen up, and do your work. Right?
I also think, like, especially like for the subway, there's a lot of weird crap that happens on line one. Like, it's almost like you don't want to like put your headphones on sometimes and like open like your laptop. It's like it's kind of like, I've had some like scary,
like the guy you live next to
has
probably sat next to Serena on the subway at some point in time.
Like, maybe.
But I know, like, the subway, too, can have, like, mechanical issues, have it's to so wait, unreliable. Like, 15 minutes.
All the time. Shuttle buses?
Yeah. Oh, I don't even commute in the shuttle buses, get me?
I can't. When they say, get off at a stop, I'm like, no. Like, are you kidding me? What? Until it starts driving again, like, no.
Serena, when I was making the commute to your house, I saw, like, on Google Maps where it shows you, like, the bus times. Mm-hmm. The last one was like, okay, this one will leave at, like, 8:30, which was, like, 30 minutes already after from where I was. And then I was like, okay, what's the next one after that? If I miss that one, 11 p.m.
That's terrible. Like, it'll be, like, hours between them on the subway. I'm, like, praying that we're going to get to Finch when a bus is about to leave, because if I miss it, I have to stand there for like 30 minutes. At that point, I'm like, you know what? I'll just take an Uber. Again, that's like, okay, it's
that's
not
gonna be like
that
$40.
Yeah.
That's money.
It's like 12 Still, bucks, but like every day having to spend 12 bucks back and forth, like
it adds up to a lot at the end of the day. That happens to me all the time when I get to, because I take the GO train to Unionville. And then if the train doesn't get there at a certain point, there's a certain bus that I take. Majority of the time I miss it and I have to Uber back, because if not, I have to wait like 30 minutes to 40 minutes.
And then if you like give yourself that cushion to be like, okay, God forbid there's like a delay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wake up extra early and take an earlier train or an earlier
there's
bus.
Just more time out of
And
day.
Now it's like, oh, I'm up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes,
for
no,
a
literally. There's so much time management
that goes
into it.
What time do you guys wake up for like an 8 a.m.?
For 8 a.m.?
5 a.m.
Is it 5?
I was up at 4:30.
Damn.
That's insane. I would wake up at like 5:30,
That's crazy.
Wow. It's still early.
That's still early.
And then like actually being in class after waking up at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Well,
you're falling asleep. Like,
last year, on my Tuesdays, I had an 8 a.m. class, and then I had classes all the way up until 10 p.m.
That's me right now. That's me on Mondays right now.
It sucks, because then your class is done at 10. You're not making the 10:30 train, so you're taking the 11:30 train, which gets you home at midnight, 1 o'clock.
That should not be allowed. We had the same thing first year.
Oh, yes.
And we were falling asleep in our morning class and our night class. Like,
commuter
school
shouldn't have 8 a.m. classes.
We're a predominantly commuter school.
We are. Exactly.
That is one thing I learned in first year, especially after meeting both of you.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much of TMU was commuter, because obviously I was making friends like on res. That was a nice part of it.
Of course.
But like trying to make friends in this program specifically
is so tough.
Everybody commuted.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it was like, I was like, I don't know, like talking to these people and like my classes in first year because I wanted friends in the program. Like, that's like, you know, let's do some homework.
Obviously.
And everybody commuted. And I was like,
it's hard.
I was like, this like sucks. Like, I don't even can't like see these people after class and be like, let's do this assignment together.
Because it's, we gotta catch
up. Because you guys gotta go.
Subway,
so it was like,
yeah.
And then like, I'd feel bad, because even when I'd like be like, come down to like homecoming or something, and I'd like felt so bad, because I know you guys have to catch like the latest train ever now to go home.
That's like hard. A big aspect. Like, as a commuter, sometimes you feel like you're missing out on things, right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
That happened to us a lot first year. Like, we wanted to come to all the events, like homecoming, like you were saying. But again, we had to plan out, okay, train, subway, how long is this going to take? And then what time is this going to end at? Are we going to have to leave early, right? It was a lot of planning and time management that went into it. And at times, you kind of felt like you're missing out on things, right? Millen, would you do the opposite?
I feel like I would. I wanted to, like, first year. I don't know now if I would, but, like, I definitely thought about, like, oh, yeah, that would have been fun first year. Because that's, like you said, that's where you meet all the people, you mm-hmm. do all the things. But now it's like, I don't really care. I don't mind my commute. I'll just do that.
Right.
Anyways, now it's time for our station break game.
Yay!
Ooh, I'm so excited.
So our game is a budget breakdown. Oh. So who survives the week?
We're going to give each person $100 for the week, and you have to plan how to survive, factoring in food, transit, social life, etc.
Serena, I don't think you understand $100 is my presto.
That is my entire groceries for one day.
For a week. For a week. You have to plan it out. You have to plan it out, and we're going to pick who made the smartest choices and decisions, okay? It's a challenge. Okay.
Apples and bananas for dinner tonight.
We're going to give you guys 60 seconds.
Okay, wait. So I'm telling you like what I would use with my $100.
Right. You have to split the $100.
Oh, okay. So I see. Okay.
Okay, we're starting the clock.
Start. You have 10 seconds left.
What else do I buy in the week?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, your time is up.
Okay.
Okay, time is up.
Yeah, Christina, you go first.
Okay, let's start with Christina. How would you spend your $100 in a week?
I said $80 of that is groceries.
Wow.
Small haul. It's going to be a small week. And then I put $10 for transit so I can... I'm on the subway enough. And then $10 for coffee, which is one. Just one singular.
Yes, one singular
one
coffee.
One singular
$10.
Coffee at Balzac so I can study there.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Millen, what about you?
Okay, so I...
Transit, $100.
And then I just don't eat. So I have food, meal prepping for $30. Okay. You buy pasta, you buy sauce, you buy beef. There you go. That's lunch for
beautiful.
A week.
Beautiful.
Transit is $40. And then I have like fun activities and stuff for like $20. And then instead of coffee, I put my Celsius budget is $10.
To stay awake.
Because if we're commuting, I'm going to need it.
Exactly.
Smart.
So that's my $100.
I like that you got a going out fund.
Yeah.
Oh.
Honestly, I think it's really hard to pick between
this
the two
so
because
hard.
They do show the two different like aspects. Like living on residence and then living at home, right?
The two different lifestyles. So you know what? We're going to call it a tie. Yay!
Awesome!
Yay! It was good playing with you.
Well, okay. That's our game for today. Okay, so now we'll be moving on to our transit tales.
So every week, we're sharing the wildest, weirdest, and most unforgettable commuter stories from us, our friends, and you, our listeners. So this week, we have Millen sharing his transit tale.
Okay, so back when I still went to York and I still had to take the bus, on my way back from school, and I got on the bus, and this was like a really long day. I think I had like an exam right before, so I was super tired, and I never fall asleep on my commute. Like I try really hard not to because I just don't think it's safe and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. But this one time I was like, I am so dead. I'm going to sleep for these 25 minutes that I have. I close my eyes and then I open my eyes and I am not at Bramley.
No.
I don't know where I am.
No.
And it's not even like I could identify like landmarks or anything. I was in like a Walmart Plaza.
What? Did you ask the bus driver?
They left. Before I could even rationalize that I had ended up in the wrong place, they were gone.
What?
So with you on the bus, scary. They left?
No, I got off the bus because I couldn't go any further. I was like, they're going to make more stops and I'm just going to keep getting further and further away.
Did you go the wrong way?
I got on the completely wrong bus. I don't even know which direction I was going in. I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I made a mistake. I'm not going to be home for dinner. I'm going to need some.
Like, what?
No, she was at work. She couldn't come pick me up.
No. That's horrible.
To this day, don't know where I was. Wow. So it's that thing of like where something went wrong and I ended up turning my hour commute into like
Exactly.
2.5, 3 hours, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. You just, yeah. I think you really just wanted to go to Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I did.
Yeah. No, yeah, something similar happened to me in high school. I would always take, so there was, this, it had the same number. It was a GO bus. And it would go one direction and then the opposite direction. And I never knew which one it was. And I would always ask every single time I got on the bus. I was like, is this one the one going to Richmond Hill? And the bus driver would tell me. This one time, I'm like, okay, I can't be asking every single time. I'm just going to get on it. I went the opposite direction. And I didn't realize until we got, like, a good, like, pretty far. And I remember just, like, getting off at the first stop. And it was in the middle of nowhere. There was, like, a highway next to me. I'm like, where am I? And there was no cars, nothing. Just this man, like, throwing some liquid for, like...
Wait. Throwing some liquid. What?
A man, yes.
throwing some liquid. Like random spray or something for spiders, and I was like terrified. Like, do I ask this man where to go? Like, but yeah, I had to wait like an hour for my dad to pick me up because he was at work too. So,
was that first year, Serena?
No, that was high school.
Oh my gosh, scarier.
The funniest. There's another one where I took the wrong bus because I asked the bus driver Pan Am Center. There's two. There's the Toronto one and then the Markham one. I went to the Toronto one.
Oh my God.
The bus drivers, they have some like walkie-talkie or like radio thing, right? They all knew I had taken the wrong bus.
Wait, why?
And they were like, someone's going to come pick you.
Oh my God.
You told them and then they walkie-talkie.
And all the buses knew and the new bus that came was like, he's like, okay, so like you took the wrong bus. This one's going to Markham. And then someone on the radio was like, he was like, oh, I have her.
And I was like, oh my God.
We have Serena.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, this is the loser that got on the wrong bus. I got her.
So funny, but yeah.
Like, Christina, have you ever like accidentally almost wandered into the wrong apartment?
Yes, I have many times.
Is it all like all the floors look the same?
They all look identical. Jordan lived in this, like, we both lived at the same building, and we both lived in a unit that ended in 10.
Oh.
So, like, I would get used to, like, opening my door till it was 2210, and then I'd go down to her door and open it. And then one time, I would always take the stairs since we were so close, because she was on 18, I was on 22. And one time, I just didn't walk enough stairs, and I went to floor 21, and I put my key in the door, and I'm like,
it's not working.
Okay. And I just wasn't clocking that, like, I'm not on my floor, and I'm jamming my key into this random person's door. I'm like,
no one was in
and I was knocking on it. No. I was open. I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, I was about to text her, and I'm like, dude, I think our like lock is broken. I can't get in. And then after like 2 minutes, I look. I'm like,
that's not it.
Not my part. I have never called an elevator faster. I was like, this is horrifying.
No one. There was no one home though.
I don't think there was anybody home. Okay, thank God. But I was
imagine
literally
there's, like, a kid home alone.
Like, oh my God! I was like literally trying to break into this apartment.
Well,
basically, I felt so bad. I was like, okay, I need to make sure I'm checking my door.
Yeah, Serena just made that story way worse.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Imagine if there was a defenseless toddler in there.
Okay, who is leaving their toddler home alone at that
age? An apartment on Jarvis and Gerard.
I understand, maybe like some 8-10-year-old or something.
Yeah, I literally was like, wow, I think my lock is broken. Like, literally back and forth with a key. Like, why is it?
Oh my gosh.
I remember just going back to my own apartment. I'm like, I really hope like nobody was looking through the people.
No cameras.
Oh my goodness. Well, we've really enjoyed our conversation today, getting to see both aspects of being a commuter and living on residence. But now our time is up.
Thank you guys for being our guests today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for inviting me.
It was a pleasure.
I had a blast.
I had
so
much
fun.
We really enjoyed your guys' different perspectives. And I think hearing from both of your sides and different lifestyles helped me learn a lot. Yeah,
I actually learned so much.
I learned so much.
And I hope our listeners learned a little more too. Next week's episode is going to be diving in more in depth. I know we spoke about it a little bit today, of campus life as a commuter.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about our experiences and some of the stories that Serena and I have.
Yeah, going more in depth. Anyways, that's all for today. Hope you guys enjoyed. And see you next week.
Change the meaning of being a commuter.
TMU, getting there is half the journey.
And this podcast tells the rest.